If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Every year, for years, I was a part of an event in Woodstock, the Woodstock area, called the Barn Dance. And it's obviously no longer under a barn because it has become so big, but it was all started by a guy by the name of Steve Gavers. Gavers is very well known in that area. Steve, welcome to the show. How are you?
You called me an old friend.
I know. I was laughing about that. I thought, I hope he caught on to that one. Actually, he's 6 months younger, but, you know, you got to get your digs in while you can.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, just meaning we've known each other a long time.
Yes, we have.
And what literally brought us together is because we both became cancer survivors at a young age. And Steve did something most people have never done, and that was make it his life's mission to raise money and awareness. And I think the Gavers Community Cancer Foundation in Woodstock, Illinois, has raised over $10 million over the past 25 years, right?
That is correct.
That's amazing. Where is that money gone?
Well, it goes to Rush. It goes to Robin Laurie's Children's down in the city. Mm-hmm. We've given to St. Jude's. We've given to Family Health Partnership out in Woodstock for the underinsured and no insurance. And we give to Testicular Cancer Foundation and Northwestern Medicine in McHenry County.
It's amazing how far this money has spread and how much money has been given. And Steve, when you were diagnosed with testicular cancer, how old were you?
32.
Yeah, and it had spread to your spine, right? What? You were young then?
Sure, I was a young, vibrant young man.
And you're a survivor, and you have made that a mission of yours as well to encourage people, especially young men, to get checked. The fact that you survived, it was stage 4 cancer, right?
Yes, that's correct.
That should serve as an inspiration to everyone that you can overcome and you can spend years giving back, and that's what you've done. And then recently, another cancer diagnosis, and that threw you for a loop, right?
I didn't think. I'm glad that more people pushed me, especially my wife, said that I need to live by my rules that we first implemented is get checked. It was found by a coworker on the top of my ear. Had no idea, didn't think nothing of it, probably would have brushed it off, and went in and had it checked out, and they came back and said, we have some news for you. You have melanoma. So since then, I've had a bunch of spots burned off, I guess is what you froze off.
Yeah.
I've had some surgeries. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, anybody who works outside, anyone in the construction industry, the farming industry, anybody, I mean, everybody and anybody is at risk. So the message is get checked, and that's always been the message of the Gavers Community Cancer Foundation. And their big event is coming up. It's the 25th annual Barn Dance, and it's the 7 best hours of summer. It is coming up on July 19th, and it's still in Emerickson Park, right?
Correct, yes.
Is that considered Crystal Lake, or what town is that?
That is in the heart of Woodstock.
Oh, it is Woodstock. That's where it should be. That's where it started. That's where it should be. What's the entertainment this year?
Well, we have two bands. One is Buckle, and the other one is from Chicago, which is the Blue Water King Band.
Wonderful. It's a great time. Tickets are $70, or was that the early bird special?
Well, we've also gone to, if you buy a group of 10, that comes out to $50 each. So a group of 10 would be $500. And if you need, say you need 15, we'll still do the same price, $50 a ticket.
Okay. Because it's a big party. It's a lot of fun. Sometimes some of the Woodstock High School class reunions take place in the back of the tent. And the goal is to get 2,500 people there this year for the 25th anniversary. So buy some tickets. The ticket includes the entertainment. Of course, it includes food. What are you serving up for dinner this year?
Oh, the best chicken and pork chops in the Midwest.
And, of course, there will be cold beverages there and the auction items.
I hope so.
Yeah, there better be. There better be. And the auction items are always the best that you can get anywhere. So help us celebrate Steve's success at being a cancer survivor. There will also be 25 other cancer survivors who have been honored every year with the Never Be Defeated Award. And whether you're on your journey or you are supporting someone or you just want to get out and have some fun on a hot summer night in Woodstock, we want you to join us. Will you give them your website so you can tell people where to go to grab a ticket?
Yeah. You can go to gavers.org, and that'll take you right to our website. It'll put you right where you want to go. And most of all, I think you forgot one thing, Lisa.
What?
Who else is going to be there this year?
Well, I'm going to be there. Who else?
Dancing Farmer.
Oh, the Dancing Farmer's coming. Yes, it is. He's never been to the barn dance. The Dancing Farmer is coming this year. Absolutely. I definitely got him out of the farm area for this. So that's going to be fun. And Gavers is G-A-V-E-R-S. So like Givers, except it's Gavers, gavers.org. All right. I'll see you a week from Saturday.
Can't wait.